Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusha.
Boys, what is footy? There is nothing. There's nothing going on. What's happening? How good's footy? What is it?
There's like less than nothing too, because it wasn't like any juicy. There was all this juice. Last Monday when we were recording, we did say, you know, we'd be recording before trade period end, but there was so much juice flying around that maybe some of that juice would magic itself into, nah, fuck all. Absolutely nothing. Everyone sucks.
I don't want to shock listeners, but this is probably going to be the shortest episode you ever experience. And if it's not, I think I'll be so angry. I'll climb through your headphones and bash all of you. I'm talking to the listeners, not to you, Joel and Tom.
Oh, but that stands, that you might bash us too.
Yeah, we'd be the ones responsible for the episode going too long, so...
Yeah, it wouldn't be the listeners. They wouldn't have anything to do with it.
Tom, where can people find us?
I'm so dumb that I nearly just did it because it was like, oh, they're thrown to me. I'm Pavlovian. It's fucked.
It triggered in your brain. You were like, oh, there I go.
Started drooling. So, heard the bell ring. It was gone.
I guess like the only thing worth noting is that, AFL trade period ended. They broadcast the last 5 hours on TV or whatever, however long they do. Nothing happened in that time. What they keep dubbing as the Ruck merry-go-round came off, and that's it.
Well, no, you know, congratulations, Darcy Fort. He's off to the colours that you love, Sean.
The colours that he loves too. He's an old Brisbane supporter. They dug up an old photo of him and his brother when they were kids. That's good though.
I knew this. I've told you this. I shared this information with you.
You shocked
me. High school together,
and then Brisbane proved it. If I didn't believe you,
which is fair, because I have been known to maybe from time to time.
Outside of that, fuck everything up. Yeah.
Outside of that, Brisbane did nothing, like most teams.
It's weird.
Well, Geelong did a lot, but most of their thing was just being a fucking dogs to a player that wanted to leave the club real bad, that they also didn't want.
Well, we got basically what we asked for in the end.
No,
we did, because we said we want pick 22 and a third rounder, or just pick 19. And Freo said, how about just pick 22? And we're like, no. And then Freo were like, we'll give you a third round and you give us a fourth round. And we're like, yeah, great, deal, done. And as soon as that was on the table, deal was done.
Your team makes me sick.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Sean. That's all I'll say.
Fuck you.
We'll get to that later, Tom. But on this particular point, fuck you, Sean.
I accept.
So I would say that there was a couple of clubs that did fine in the trade period. There was three big, huge cunt clubs. We've already mentioned one of them, which was Geelong, who is probably the least cunty of the three cunt clubs in trade, because it was Geelong, it was GWS, and it was Hawthorn.
Hawthorn were Hawthorn lost their brain. Hawthorn sat down at the start of the trade period, and the collective brains at Hawthorn. I don't know what Clarko's done, but on his way out, he's like left a like. It's like he put a little Suicide Squad chip in all of the people at Hawthorn, and the minute he left, their brains just stopped working. He's off to America, having a good time. The club is still paying him for that year that he is not coaching them. He's pushing to coach the Tassie team, making Gil accountable, which you love to see. That's Clarko is at his best when he is the antagonist to Gil. When they're working together, I don't like it. But when he is directly fighting Gil, that's the footy I love and support.
But when do they work together?
Well, you know, when he's buddying up to him and they're having lattes and he's talking about all the rules he doesn't like. But when he's like, I'll coach the team in Tassie. Go on, Gil. Your call now.
That was big by him.
Yeah.
Now they have to do it.
They do.
Surely.
Because they can't be like, oh, we don't have a coach and there's no one willing to do it. No, Clarko has swung his dick. Get your dick out too, Gil.
I'll tell you what will happen.
What?
It'll be the old Hawthorn Premiership dynasty reunited because Fagan will finish up at Brisbane by the time Tassie comes in and he'll just pick up the role that he had with Clarkson previously where he's like director of coaching.
Clarkson's Jesus coaching Christ.
Because Fagan's a Tassie man. Loves it.
Yeah.
Loves Tassie.
Yeah.
That's worrying for you.
It's a few years away. Like, Fagan's already been at Brisbane for 5 years.
Yeah.
Has he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the time the Tassie team comes in, Fagan will be like a 3-time premiership coach. He will have been there for 8 or 9 years.
Yeah.
You know.
We didn't win any back-to-back, though, Sean. They were always premiership year off, premiership year off, premiership. That was weird, that pattern.
But, like, I'm just thinking about Fagan now. By the time he moves to Tassie, I'll have 3 Chris Fagan tattoos on me.
The Fags triple.
Fagan is
just rolling in for that. Rolling in for that third one. Just walking into the tattoo shop, being like, "I'll have a Fags special, please."
Yeah. G'day, mate. Yeah, same as usual.
Same as usual.
But yeah, Hawthorn. We mentioned it last week, but they looked like such fucking idiots this trade period because Sam Mitchell, their coach, was calling around other clubs being like, hey, who are you interested in? Because anyone that's over the age of 26 is up for grabs. Which is, like, they want to do a rebuild, which is fine. That makes sense, especially because Alistair Clarkson was very against, well, not against it, but, like, pushed against a rebuild, kept a lot of older players. But the club didn't get the older players to agree to this. So when a couple of clubs came to an agreement with Hawthorn only for the player to be like, I'm not leaving. And then the Hawthorn were like, well, you're still in contract, so okay, sure. And then
you can't come to Luke Bruce 5 hours before the trade period ends and say, hey, would you like to live in West Sydney? Would you like to pick up your whole family and move? It's never going to happen. They need to plan this their season finished 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Could have been planning the whole time.
Nah, it's just like, and that's the thing. Like, there were two, GWS had two massive cracks at Bruce and Wingard.
Yeah. And also apparently Omega. Done.
Well, Omega.
Jaeger Amira. Amira.
Jaeger Omega. That's his name now. But Port apparently had a massive crack at Omira as well.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to move. Like, that was the... And Hawthorn were like, no, at the end of the day, it was always up to them. If they didn't want to move, we weren't going to make them. And it's like, well, what are you doing?
Check with them before you start making huge claims that make you look like a fuckhead. And, like, Trade Radio, as we spoke about last week and the week before, we listened to way too much of it and melted our brains. But the one thing that filled me with so much joy was when Hawthorn supporters would call up confused and angry, not sure what was going on, just yelling about everything all the time.
It was good. There was, I think Tom Mitchell was in 8 clubs at one point. Chad Wingard was going to 4 or 5. The Luke Bruce thing was insane because GWS were like, we'll give you pick 13 for him. It was just like Hawthorn. What and they've come out of the trade with they didn't get a whole bunch of picks, which was the plan.
Hmm.
Yeah. Segler went and they've got Lynch to come in. So they didn't actually, it doesn't feel like they've actually got any of the things that they were planning to get except whatever pick they end up getting for Tim O'Brien.
But it was also, they offered all these players up.
Yeah.
And in some cases, were offering to pay like half their contract for them to leave, which is
so
crazy.
Sigler,
but the Luke Brust one, Tom, was pick 13 for Brust, but Hawthorn had to trade back like pick 24 or something.
Yeah.
Which Jeez. I just think is crazy.
Well, like, we were, so Geelong got John Segler. Mm-hmm. Hawthorn are playing like half of his salary next year.
Yeah.
That is, Geelong saw that deal and went, okay, well, we'll give you this pick that you can use to get someone from Collingwood that's like good in 4 years' time.
Yeah, Geelong loved it. They thought, great, another old guy, another ruckman who we will play like for two games and then drop him for most of the year.
Yeah, they loved Perfect. It. They can't wait.
Hey, we do. We do. I will say this. It's the first time we've had a genuine tap ruckman, though, since Ottens, which is crazy considering how many ruckmen we have burned from yeah. that time.
Because this is an audio medium, you wouldn't have heard, or you probably actually did hear it because it was so huge, but Sean just rolled his eyes so hard at the mention of Ottens that, I was worried the eyes weren't going to roll back around.
It hurt.
You
it
show hurt. Some respect for Mr. September 2.
Who are you calling Mr. September?
I said Mr. September 2 because the calling? Original Mr. September is Clark Keating.
Thank you. I thought you were saying Brad Ottens for a second. I was going to say, wash your fucking mouth.
Brad Ottens was the second Mr. September. Thank you very much. We won three flags because he played incredible final series.
Correct.
How many flags did you win because of Michael Voss?
Geelong? None. We unfortunately didn't have Vossy.
Thank you. Three for me.
We won three because of Steve Johnson, though, which is pretty good. Although not really, no, it was Ottens. We're getting away from it.
It's good to know that Geelong now have another ruckman they're not going to play. That were cunts about another pick. Mm. And
so everybody knows. Sorry, Joel, to cut you off there. The AFL website have a thing called AFL on Demand where they have a bunch of little like documentaries and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There is a great one. I think it's called The Greatest Showman. It's a series about players who are the greatest showmen, and they did an episode on Michael Voss, and it's sensational.
Does the 55 get a look in?
Oh, mate, the goal from 55 is the centerpiece of the 10-minute episode. It's beautiful. It's fantastic. 10 minutes. I give it 5 stars. Yep. It should be on Letterboxd for me to review, quite frankly. Yeah.
Do you know Grand Finals
I can create it, I think, actually.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Grand Finals are on Letterboxd.
Really?
Yeah.
Sean, are you about to change your top four on Letterboxd? Three movies dropping out and three grand finals coming in?
Fucking hell. That's incredible.
Because my top four is in danger.
I think you can add your own entry. So maybe they just made their own one.
Well, you're looking at that. Hawthorn cooked it and didn't get what they wanted. But apparently, retroactively looking back through the trade period, the biggest dicks of all were in the west of Sydney. The team that Luke Brust was like, no thanks. I feel the vibes coming out of there. Those vibes are bad. They'll kill my ability to kick absurd goal streaks.
Yeah. Fuck the Giants. Although they were the only team trying to make things happen.
Yeah. And then denying a very juicy deal that was heading to Essendon. But that's fine.
Should have taken that deal.
Yeah, it's... If they had been able to land Brust or Wingard, they probably would have, right?
Mm. Anyway, the trade period sucked.
It did.
Yeah.
Obviously, the biggest signing of the trade period was off-field when Geelong signed Eddie Betts. That's...
Off-field of Geelong is interesting at the moment, Tom.
That's a good segue, Sean.
What's happening?
Sean. Sorry, Tom. Yeah, what's going on?
Boys, I'm having a crisis. Because, you know, in face of a lot of adversity, mostly from you two cunts, I still love my club, you know. I will go into bat for them, you know, as you do, you know, that's what you do. Dusha, you would have supported them all through the Cook times. Sean, the same. That's what you do. You get around your club. You love your club. We love footy. Our podcast is called How Good's Footy, Not How Fucked and Bad Is Footy.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a rumor going around, boys.
Yep.
That Sean brought to my attention. It is a juicy one, but it's the wrong kind of juice. It's rather than a juicy peach or mango, it's a juicy piece of garlic that just explodes in your eye as you're cutting it and stings real bad.
Apparently, Geelong is sending out, the rumour is Geelong is sending out Ross Lyon to come back into some kind of coaching role at Geelong, which is weird for heaps of reasons, considering the fact that he'd be going, he wouldn't go through a process at Carlton because he wants the top job, but he's prepared to be like a assistant coach at Geelong. Look, that's the rumour. There's a few other names floating around. Matty Egan is one. Harry Taylor is another who's potentially coming back. We learned that Matthew Scarlett and Brendan McCartney and Max Rook are starting a coaching academy in Geelong, which is very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, all that aside, boys, I fucking hate it. I hate it. And for the first time, like, sometimes your team trades in a player or they draft someone and it doesn't pan out, or they play a game and you're like, oh, that's frustrating. We should have played person. But at the end of the day, I'm just a nuffy who loves footy. I'm not a coach. I don't understand the intricacies of football. I can never pretend to be. I'm not going to be that guy who rings up and says I'm microwaving my membership because we lost by 10 goals. But the fact that Geelong, who for years have been... It's that whole thing of, like, the culture of the club is good. Eddie Betts said that's one of the reasons he wanted to get down there. Segler said that one of the reasons he came to Geelong is because Isaac Smith was like, it's fucking great down here. Come down. It's fucking great.
Yeah. One other thing that's happened just with the culture being great at Geelong is that this trade period, it came out that the reason they were playing such hardball in the trade period is because they had their feelings hurt by AFL media about calling them old. Apparently, it's hit a nerve.
Well, yeah, should.
They don't like facts.
Yeah, they.
Fact is, Joel, they're cunts.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, look, actually, Tom, your team's in a really interesting predicament here because if you do get Ross Lyon, not only does that bring all the despicable things with it that we all fear, Geelong,
which we'll get,
but
into
also the pressure on Chris Scott. Right? Imagine if Geelong start doing shit. Which has been bound to happen for a long time. And then you've got Ross Lyon there. Ross Lyon could be your next coach.
Sean, I need you to know something. I've thought about that scenario. And I was in the shower, like, if Ross becomes coach, how much would I have to pick a new men's team? Like, what? Like, how close? And like, I'd still follow the women, of course, because, you know, that's... Ross isn't their coach. But if Ross Lyon is up at Geelong, I would seriously have to consider whether I need to change, Jesus. Whether I need to invoke an exemption to TC. Here's the thing.
Wow.
It's got nothing to do with coaching. It's got nothing to do with anything like that. I don't know footy. I trust the powers that be at Geelong, Hocking, all those guys. I trust
Geelong
them.
Playing slow lockdown footy next year, I think, would really bring a lot of excitement down to the category.
Well, no, but here's the thing. I want to steer away from that.
Because three-headed attack. What if we just focused on locking everything down? What if we traded three first-round draft picks for a gun full forward and then we just tried to not get him the ball? Just as long as no one's scoring, that's good footy.
That's the thing, is like that's the easy argument to make, is that Ross Lyon coaches shit football. He makes boring teams. But that's not the issue that I have. If they'll get him for his like at the end of the day, that's a periphery issue. That's like a microwave your membership issue. I am genuinely considering writing an email to the club.
You have to.
To be like, hey, we cannot hire someone who was sacked from their last job under allegations of sexual harassment.
Allegations that were settled out of court and money was exchanged. So
a lot of money.
A work cover paid it out. Allegedly. Yeah. Well, no, he was resigned. He was sacked by Freo, and at the time there were allegations of sexual harassment made against him.
I'm not sure on the timeline of that. I think it may have happened quite a bit earlier.
No, as in,
but it all contributed to the sacking.
Yes, correct.
I mean, the alleged thing in itself should have been an immediate sacking, but
correct. It should have.
That's just not what happened.
No. It baffles me that Geelong are considering it, considering that, like, we've had, there was a player on Geelong's list called Jesse Stringer, probably like 6-7 years ago, decent kind of small forward midfielder, played a few games, looked like he was going to be really good. And then he got basically arrested and charged with assaulting his partner, a DV charge, like quite a serious charge. And he was immediately delisted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't, like, so there's that. So Geelong are very big on that stuff. This year, week, I got a survey from the footy club asking me about my favourite players in the men's comp and the W comp. They referred to the comps as AFL-M and AFL-W. They talked about how would it be cool to see a united brand for both sides next year? Would that be basically talking about how would I, as a supporter and a member, like to see the women's comp supported by the men's comp? Sure. I don't understand how in the same week that you can send that survey out and react as though you are fighting that fight and doing all the right things and then seriously consider bringing the toxicity of Ross Lyon into that club. Because again, regardless of his coaching style, regardless of the way he plays the game, boring and shit, and regardless of his garlic breath, although that is a big contributing factor, the main point of it at the end of the day is he is a man who was accused of alleged sexual harassment. He should not be anywhere. How can women and girls want to play football at our club when he is involved in that coaching team? How can anyone want to be involved in that fucking club? It physically hurts me, and I've been genuinely considering writing them an email. And honestly, I would have to, if they hired him, I would genuinely have to reconsider whether I keep my membership. And I've had that membership since I was a kid.
This needs an old-fashioned letter, Tom.
Sean.
Like the one Joel and I wrote for Tim Kelly.
Go home, Tim.
That never got read out on this show.
Oh, boy. Yeah, fucking hell. What are you going to do? Do we need people to mobilise and send garlic bread to Geelong HQ?
I think if there are any Geelong...
Cloves of garlic in the mail?
I think if there are any Geelong supporters listening...
Crushed into powder?
No, we're not going to go letter bomb, garlic letter bomb, Sean. Mm. That's not there yet. We'll get there eventually. I think, though, genuinely, if there are any supporters or fans of Geelong or members of Geelong who listen to this podcast and are also distressed by this, you should email the club. Be respectful. Don't swear. And don't bring up, you know, that you think he walks weird or he smells like garlic or he looks stupid. Focus solely on the actual real issue is that, once again, the AFL is like, because here's the other thing, I did see some people defending him being like, oh, second chance. He's got a job in the media. He's like a special comments. He's on Channel 9.
Also,
he's had,
all those
he's
second chance people, something that doesn't really get discussed much. And the second half is far more alleged than the first half, but he did it twice because there was the payout.
Yep.
Then it happened again. And that's when the AFL investigated it.
Yep.
And then Ross Lyon apologized. And I don't think, as far as I can tell from what I was reading, because it's all old articles, it happened in 2018.
Yep.
There was an apology after that, but then the same lady was harassed by other Freo staffers and then she quit.
Yep. Yes. I don't want a man who encourages. Also, we all forget that when he was at St. Kilda, that was during a period where St. Kilda's off-field behavior was absolutely fucked.
Yep.
He oversaw a period of toxic male bullshit at St. Kilda, went to Freo and was a huge fuckhead over there. I don't want him anywhere near my football club.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm writing a letter, boys.
Yep.
You should. A lot of people should. I would say this too. Do it quickly because they may sign him on pretty quickly, I would think.
Well, the last reports were 2 days ago. So that's a long time. So there is a chance this doesn't happen.
Lloyd was asked about it. He said we're talking to lots of people.
Yeah, he straight batted it big time.
Yep.
But if they're looking at a succession plan, and that's why Ross Lyon signed, because that worst case scenario here, Tom, is unfortunately the most likely to get Ross Lyon to the club.
Yep. He's there. Scott gets his deal extended, but he's got to perform. Scott goes, Ross Lyon takes over.
Yeah, wouldn't be shocked if they do the Woosher truck situation.
Jesus Christ. This is
so weird because
the stakes are so high.
Yeah.
Write those letters.
Remember that when you're addressing the letter, that the person reading the email will be PR? Correct.
Well, no. So looking at the
social media?
Looking at the contact us, so you can either go to them on social media, but if you are a member in particular or a supporter of any kind, email the membership. Be incredibly polite because the people who will get your email are just, they are just people working in membership. They're customer service people. So be polite, be courteous, and just flag that you are genuinely concerned about this taking place. And, you know, be very respectful and very polite. But as a member, one of the things you get to do is you get a bit of a say, not a huge say, like you don't get team selection, settle down, but you get to have an opinion. You should be able to voice your opinion. When Carlton was circling him a while ago, I saw a lot of Carlton supporters also kind of being like, hang on a minute, why are we doing this? So, yeah, be respectful, be good, and focus on the key issue. But if you feel as strongly as I do, send an email to the club and let them know that it's just not good enough. Not good enough.
Yep.
How dare they do that to, you know, a team full of, like, Nina Morrison's with her super fucking good hair. All jokes aside, I absolutely fucking hateful and I think it's a disgrace.
Also, all jokes aside, hopefully the Geelong AFLW team come together and just beat the living shit out of him.
Nothing would make me happier than if on his first day he got killed by Meg Mac and Nina and then Sav just jumped on him. Just.
Yeah. This would be a disaster for the culture of your club, which is already going down the fucking toilet.
If our players bashed the new assistant coach.
No. If you hire the new assistant coach, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's, yeah.
Bashing him would honestly be a great PR move.
It would be great. It would. Membership would surge.
I would probably.
I'd buy another membership.
I'd consider hiring him for a day just to bash him and get the bump.
Just we make it to a grand final. At halftime, we're down. Chris Scott wheels him out. He's tied to a trolley. They just kick the shit out of him, come out, win by 100 points.
I will say that Essendon, I think I was in this position with Essendon a couple of years ago, and it was the worst feeling of my life. So hopefully it passes by as quick as it did for me, Tom, because the rumors circled for about 3 days, and that was it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also, just speaking of memberships, we know that I'm a curse of football clubs. I got an email the other day, an unexpected email that said, thank you for joining us again in 2022. So, Jason, if you're listening, thank you, I think, for renewing my Carlton AFLW membership.
Incredible.
Unless it was an accident and you didn't cancel it, it's just renewed automatically.
That's what I think.
I am so sorry. Carlton AFLW team will not perform well this year. See you at Icon Park.
Don't bring that curse to the men's program, please.
I won't. They're your second favorite team, Sean.
That's true. Ladder of the heart, baby.
Oh, do you reckon Vossi will be at Icon Park watching the AFLW team?
I'm going to go to every fucking Carlton W game because he'll be there.
Just in case.
He'll be there. He loves footy. Yeah. He'll be soaking it in.
Oh, he's got to learn how the whole system works.
Yeah. I'd love to just see him down at Icon Park. I'd just get a selfie and be like, Vossi, can you just say into the camera, how good's footy?
Imagine Vossi. That. Vossi, I'm off to go get a coffee. Do you want one, mate?
Yeah.
And then come back and kick it to him from 55 metres out.
The coffee?
Yeah. He gets scorched horribly, but he appreciates the gesture.
Oh, he'd be so proud. If any liquid touched him, he'd be like, how'd you kick it that far?
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Like,
are you my son?
Up your hand. There's a glove. What is with
that? Are you my son?
He'll look at his hair, look at my hair, and be like, Jesus, what's going on here?
Did I have an illegitimate son when I was 15 years old?
That would be huge. Sean Voss.
Jesus Christ.
The idea of you doing like an ancestry.com type thing and you learn that your mum had an affair with Vossi and you're part Voss.
Oh, man.
You're gonna have to change your Twitter handle to Voss from 55, which is presumably already taken.
Yeah. Look, it was available at the time. I don't want to say that too loudly in case someone snaps it up, but yeah. Hopefully it's gone now. Hopefully Voss gets it.
Yeah, he should. Get on it, Vossy. Tom.
Yes.
Do you know what time it is?
Is it time for you to go through our mailbag and see if people have decided they want to get rid of their memberships as well?
Yeah, people are emailing us.
Just relax, guys. We are never going to hire Ross Lyon at How Good's Footy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's called How Good's Footy, not How Garlic's Footy. So, we did ask for emails last week to pad out the show. And let me tell you, Tom, the listeners have not delivered. This is a man. Real... They
we
just need
to
win to make...
work.
You know what
this
happened?
This is a real...
I scared them off.
This is a real, they just needed to keep winning to make finals and then lose by 100 points situation.
Yep. I recall threatening them that the emails better be interesting. And I bet you people, there's a lot of drafts out there. People panicked. They just didn't think their email was up to the scratch.
It sounds like we are Geelong with about 30 seconds to go in the last quarter of round 23 and our inbox is max gone.
So we'll just start with a quick recap email. This is from follow-up email from Chris. Thanks, gents. Demons and ruse it is.
Oh, good.
And then also just confirmed that yes, my son was leading a war against the bird magpies. And that the meeting with the kindergarten teacher went well. We live in a small country town in South Australia, so telling the teacher that I told my son that Collingwood are the baddies and not stepping in when he took it too far got a laugh and a bit of respect. Cheers, Chris.
Awesome.
And now, the other email, and this one's bigger, substantial. This is from Matthias, and they're coming for fucking Four-Eyed Damo's job.
Oof.
Oof.
Subject. Some genuine sliding doors.
Oh.
Hello, footy professors. I present to you three actual sliding doors scenarios for you to ponder, one for each of your teams.
Oh, that's juicy.
Oh, this might kill me.
Sean.
Yep.
Cam Reiner doesn't do his ACL in the preseason. Where do Brisbane finish?
Premiership. That's a good one, though. Yeah, premiership.
Do you know what I love is already we're like, it's October. We've just finished the draft, The draft hasn't even happened yet. But someone at Brisbane has already used the quote, "It's like a new player has arrived," talking about Cam Reiner getting fit.
Yeah, he's a new recruit, mate.
A new recruit. That's the one.
They say it's the quote is he's virtually a new recruit.
Can I also just say, speaking of old new recruits, I've noticed on social media, Cockatoo Robbo, big friends, good friends.
Oh yeah,
love it a lot.
Yeah, it's great. Fantastic. Also, Eric Hipwood, they reckon he'll be back round 10.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking hell.
Yep. Another new recruit.
Juicy.
Yep.
Joel, instead of the strange joint coaching of 2020, Woosha bows out early and Truck takes over last year. Does the new good culture of Essendon start a year early? Would Essendon have won a final this year? That is a tricky one because I think Woosha was pretty much just there as a figurehead and took a lot more heat than... Because you got to remember, in 2020, that was the last year of Essendon being the cunts of AFL. We were still unsuccessful. Like, Sean, you're shaking your head, but like a bit of... like, the media have turned around on Essendon big time. It was the last year of them just being like, actually, they're the most shambolic club in the league. Every trade they do is fucked. They're cunts. Fuck them. Also, they hate all their players.
I mean, I will say this, though. On the trade thing, you've had two cracks at two big players in the last two seasons have landed neither of them.
Yeah, but we're two clubs that hate Essendon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair. No, I retract.
And so also...
It was just never going to work. The Truck thing has happened at the right time. If Truck came in last year, they still would have had Saad, Danaher, Orazio. Like, this is the fresh start year. I think it was a good year to come in.
I think that if Truck started last year and we lost those players, that would have immediately put him on the back foot, I think, of like...
Yeah.
It would have looked like that they were leaving because of him.
Hmm.
I mean, it already did sort of look like that, but...
Yeah.
Well, Lasard especially, because he was a backline coach first.
Big time.
And Tom.
Fuck, here we go.
Ablett doesn't retire. His shoulder heals and he plays on in 2021. Does the aging GOAT help or hurt Geelong? And who isn't playing because he is? So this is a clever one because Sean and I, we got clearly like the sliding doors where the Matthias has had like a pretty good idea, but this is clearly the question he wanted to ask.
Yeah.
Because there's like a couple of phases.
I think Gaz probably, it means we don't recruit Sean Higgins, one.
Good.
So we don't chase him. And it probably means that Delhouse is kept out of the side by Ablett.
Good.
And can you just imagine, boys, Ablett just getting it at half forward and just hitting Jez Cameron just beautifully?
I can't.
It's pretty fucking good.
Would the game plan allow it? Dunno.
Ablett, if he played on this year, even if he didn't hurt his shoulder last year in the grand final, he's playing like 12 games.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. He possibly could have played as the perfect sub.
Also,
perfect
Tom.
Perfect medical sub.
Heavy lockdown restrictions. He wouldn't have been able to go to church to power up.
Yeah. He would have had a shocker of a year.
Yeah,
to be fair, I reckon he finished lower on the ladder.
Yeah. He would have had too much Subway.
Well, no, he probably would have had the same amount because it was the same bracket, right? And Perth was completely open. He would have been able to go to church in Perth.
Yeah, but it's not his church, you know?
His church. Boys, we know what his church is. Church is a green
Perth,
oval
Tom.
With two posts at each end.
Tom, it's Perth. There's a different god over there.
Yeah, his name's Peter Matera.
Also, might have got a bit too much sun on that shiny scalp, ended up with a tanned head, and who knows what's going on.
Yeah, look.
He lived in Queensland, you know?
Yeah.
That's true.
If I basically, it would come down to we wouldn't have Sean Higgins, we would have still had Gary Ablett, and I think Gary Ablett is a better player than Higgins, so I think we are probably in a better position just on that alone.
So, he still would have lost the prelim by 5-6 goals.
Yeah, instead of 37 goals, yeah.
Would Ablett's salary mean that you don't land Jezza, though?
No, because Ablett and Higgins would be around the same sort of mark, probably. Yeah.
You don't.
Gary was on
Geelong
a very cheap deal.
Oh, okay.
Gary was on a we'll look after you, get your home deal.
Okay. Gary was all right then.
Yeah. We probably, you know what, it would have done? No sign of Ross Lyon. If Gaz was still there, I reckon.
It wouldn't have mattered, Tom, because he would have been retired now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like he'd still be the aura of Gaz would still have been there for another
embarrassed
year.
Embarrassed in a prelim.
Tom, that wouldn't have meant anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it's hard to say. It's a good question.
Just an off night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just an off night. Both nights. A pretty good one in the middle and an off one either side.
So like tonight if they call Ross Lyon and give him the job.
Just an off night.
Yeah, just an off night.
Calculated big dumb fuckhead move and I'd be furious.
Yeah. What team would you go for, Tom? Second on your ladder of the heart is Brisbane. Would you become a Brisbane boy?
Jump on North, man.
Or a nomad.
Become a shin burner.
Honestly, it would be the
although
I wouldn't be able to it's one of those things where I don't know what decision I'd make until I would be forced to make it. I'd still follow the girls in the Geelong A4W side.
You know what you would do? I'd do. Fucking sack of shit. You'd barry for Port Adelaide.
Yeah, there's a chance I'd get on Port or because at least there's a family connection. I could get on North because I live close to North.
Well, I was about to say, one thing that's worth reporting with North is they're also in a bit of trouble because they've got a lot of loose cannon and young boys that are all playing in the same team now. Because in trade period, they got Coleman Jones, who was a fuckhead during COVID. They've already got Stevenson, who was a
fuckhead during COVID.
Every year. Every year it does a fuckhead thing. So yeah, North Melbourne, you're probably going to want to just keep an eye on a couple of those boys because they both have opinions and attitudes that could easily poison the playing team. I have faith that there'll be a North Melbourne rehabilitation. But,
yep.
So, yeah, good luck with your new team, Tom.
Hopefully it doesn't come to that, boys.
And Tom, if you want to make sure that next week's episode goes for longer than 40 minutes, where can you find us to send us an email?
Send us an email at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com or find us on Twitter at howgoodsfooty or individually, I'm at Awkward Trade.
I'm at Carney from 55.
And I am at Douche13. And boys...
Long episode, boys. Too long.
Too long. Too long.
Look, I'm feeling charitable because Michael Voss is back in town. So the listeners, you've been spared an ear bashing.
Boys,
how good's Voss?
Pray, fuck it up. Pray for me. Oh. Pray for me to Voss so I don't get
there
Ross.
There is a big chance that between us recording this and the episode coming out, Ross Lyon is signed to Geelong, and that would be the funniest time to release this episode.
I reckon there's a 70% chance that happens. So you better write those letters real quick.
70% chance of garlic.
Tom, you better get off this recording and write that letter.
Yeah, I better.
And tell to call Terrence, fire him up.
Yep.
Oh, he loves a letter writer, Terrence.
Well, yeah. Tell him to get on it. I can't believe he hasn't done it already.
Probably has. He's probably out the front of the club with a megaphone.
Yeah, good. All right, Tom, best of luck. And Sean, let us know how the Ancestry.com results turn out.
Don't worry, mate. Just look at my hair. You just wait till we kick the footy next week, and you'll know. You'll know where I come from.
Fuck.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.